Okay, so there's fungus in the palm trees, and as we've heard in recent days, there's E. coli in the spinach, which leads to the question of what's inside our own bodies.
Last fall, writer David Duncan went on a journey that few have ever taken. He calls it a journey of chemical self-discovery. 14 vials of his own blood were tested for traces of more than 300 chemicals he might have absorbed into his body during his life. These are chemicals found in everyday things, furniture, cars, shampoo, and plastics. David Ewing Duncan has written about the experience in an article called The Pollution Within for National Geographic magazine, and he joins us now from San Francisco. Good morning, David. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
How did you go about this experiment? Walk us through that.
Basically, I had my blood drawn, and I had 14 vials. I nearly passed out when they were pulling out all this blood. And they shipped it up to a lab in Canada, one of the few in the world that does this sort of fine-tuned, very technical tracing of chemicals inside of a person. I was tested for 320 different chemicals, and this is everything from DDT to PCBs to plasticizers and flame retardants and all kinds of chemicals that are out there that we use in everyday products. And it turns out I had a reading on about two-thirds of these chemicals that are actually inside of me.
This really did take you on a kind of chemical tour of your life. One of the interesting memories, I guess, that it brought back to you was a dump where you used to play when you were a kid.
I did go back to where I grew up in eastern Kansas on the bluffs of the Kansas River. And like a lot of boys, we played on the edge of this dump. You know, there are all kinds of crazy little things there that only, 10 or 12-year-old boys can fully appreciate. It turns out years later, I go back and it's now a major Superfund site. And it's not only a Superfund site, it was leaching chemicals back when I was a kid, and actually many years after I was a kid, into the Kansas River, just upstream of a water intake that provided water for about 45,000 families, including my own. I also went to other spots that I've lived in, including the Hudson River Valley with the PCBs and some other places, ending up out here in San Francisco where I live now.
Is there any way of knowing that your exposure, for instance, to the chemicals in that dump as a child, that you can really trace back the chemicals in your body now to that dump?
Well, it's hard to tell where these chemicals actually came from. They're everywhere. Every one of these chemicals I'm tested for, or at least most of them, have been found everywhere on the planet, in the Arctic and the ocean. These are tiny little amounts. Most of these chemicals are measured in the parts per billion.
What was the most worrisome finding for you?
Well, I did have a somewhat startling finding. I am filled with flame retardants, and these are chemicals, I'm going to try to pronounce it here, polybrominated diphenyl ethers, PBDEs. And these are actually chemicals that are required by regulation in most countries to add to pretty much anything that can burn, everything from a couch to circuitry on a computer or in a machine. And I have 10 times the average level in those tested in America. I have 200 times the levels found in Europe. And what I have is close to the highest levels measured in humans. If you feed animals, lab animals, high levels of these PBDEs, you get thyroid problems, you get potentially cancer, some reproductive problems. But who knows what this means, other than maybe, if you light me up, I won't burn.
Does this change the way you think about your body? I mean, are you doing anything different as a result of this?
I did have another test where I tested myself for mercury levels, and I had, as it turned out, 5 parts per million when I did my initial screening. And mercury dissipates in your body after about 30 to 60 days, but we're constantly exposed to it. So what I did was I went out and I did what they call a fish gorge. I had swordfish for dinner and a nice halibut for breakfast with a little eggs and garnish. And lo and behold, when I tested myself about 24 hours later, I had spiked up from 5 parts per million to 12 parts per million. And 10 is considered a threshold where you start getting a little worried. You can do something about that, which is just not that many big fish.
But in the end, you went to your family doctor or your internist, and he said, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you.
Well, I seem to be healthy. Again, it's unknown. If something is happening to us with these small levels, it's yet to be thoroughly detected. There's a lot of work that needs to be done.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking with us, David.
Well, thank you.
Science writer David Ewing Duncan's piece, The Pollution Within, is in the October issue of National Geographic.
You can get a preview of David Duncan's article at npr.org.